River 949, Marnie and Capo for breakfast. Joining us now, Marnie, Shane Newman. Good morning, Shane. How are you?
Good morning to both of you. Good morning to all your listeners.
Thank you. Now, mate, some big news, obviously, with the North Ipswich Reserve. Tell us what's happening.
An Albanese Labor government, if we're elected in May, will bring new events and experiences into Ipswich. We'll upgrade the North Ipswich Reserve. The council has been wanting this for a couple of decades. They've called it the North Ipswich Sport and Entertainment Precinct.
Mm-hmm.
They want to create a state-of-the-art facility to cater for our growing area. It'll help us in future applications for an NRL licence and an A-League licence, rugby league and soccer. We just missed out last time on both because we didn't have a proper training and host facility available, and so both codes are interested in making applications in the future, and they've got strong supporter bases in the region. So this is welcome, and the council have previously indicated a preparedness to put $10 million towards the project as well. So we're talking about the initial stages of a 12,500-seat stadium, which is what we need in Ipswich and puts us on a par with other areas across Queensland.
And it's not just for the rugby league either, is it, Shane? It's for the soccer as well?
It is. We got to the penultimate round in the Western Pride application for an A-League licence, and that's the reason we didn't get to the final round. And the A-League have said quite clearly if they want another team in the future in the A-League, men's and women's, they're looking at southeast Queensland. We want to put ourselves in the best position with the most historic city and the fastest growing city in Queensland.
Yeah.
You're prepared for an A-League licence.
Well, it's a shame you didn't come to the party 6 months ago when we were going for the NRL licence.
Well, the timing is that we've got an election in May.
Campo.
That's the reality. We're not in government. We're in opposition. We'd love to get control of the Treasury coffers and make these commitments earlier, but we've made these commitments on the weekend, and we thank the Ipswich City Council for their lobbying and their support. And I had Jim Chalmers, the Shadow Treasurer, there with me, and I had people from the Western Pride, the Ipswich Jets and Ipswich Rugby League there on the weekend backing this in.
Well, let's see, yes, Marn?
When are we starting all this?
If we're elected, the funding will be in our first budget, and we'll work collaboratively with the Ipswich City Council to get it done as soon as possible. We want to be prepared in case we're able to use this facility for opportunities for sites for training venues in the lead up to the Olympic Games. We want to be prepared for that.
Yeah, well, exactly. It's only 10 years away, the Olympic Games, and Ipswich is hosting a number of events. It'd be great for when all the visitors from overseas come to this beautiful country of ours, and especially the Ipswich area, that we have facilities that are world-class.
It is, and we need business planning, and we need upgraded facilities for both male and female athletes, and we need to make the stadium broadcast compliant. We couldn't even have NRL games during COVID at Ipswich because we lacked the broadcast-ready facilities and the lighting as well.
Yeah, well, that's insane. All right, well, thank you. Being such a great rugby league town, you'd think we'd have all those facilities, but no. But thank you, Shane.
Good to be with you. We've got plenty of champions in rugby league and soccer over the years and played at the peak level. Let's see if we can get a stadium that befits the champions we produced.
All right, Shane Newman, Marnie and Campo, River 949. He's the member for Blair.